I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
The NXT After Show starts now. How's it going, everybody out there in the internet land? Your boy, Flobo Boy, Flobito. You can call me the mayor. Lots of things happening with NXT as Mac Lish fills the room with the sensual sounds of Iron Man. Shout out to Mac over there at the bunk, killing it. Okay, a lot of things going on. We got a brand new NXT champion. Before we get to all that, I have to introduce my co-panelist tonight. Have it written down. From Los Angeles, California, he is one half of the AfterBuzz TV Wrestling Recap Tag Team Champions of the world, Mr. David Christopher.
Thank you. What's going on?
What's going on, man?
How
I'm so
doing?
Glad you're here in the studio.
Yes.
The boys?
Happy to be here with you, man.
Yeah, for real, man. I'm good. You know what? It was a little rough, but you know, wrestling is in my life. We got some Raw action, some NXT action, Worlds Collide, Royal Rumble. I'm feeling it. And the bump, too. I got up in the morning because it's like 7 o'clock in the morning Pacific. It's really early, bro. But a dope episode if you haven't checked it out.
I haven't seen this newest one, but I'm going to for sure. I heard HBK is on it.
Yeah, HBK, he's a legend. You were right. Yeah. You know, you always told me that most wrestlers like take from HBK. I was like, yeah, whatever. That's something HBK would say. But really, the NXT system is all heartbreak. I want to give a shout out to everyone in the chat and joining us. Give me your questions. We're talking about Dylan Matthews. How you doing, man? Let me know in the chat. Joseph Boza, dang MQ, Real YT. Hey, Joseph Boza, quick question. Where are you based out of? I'm just kind of curious to see where you are on planet Earth. Okay. From the top, Worlds Collide this Saturday. Royal Rumble this Sunday.
Boom.
Is it not the best time to be a wrestling fan? WrestleMania season on the horizon.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Rolling in just nonstop. Yep, exactly. You said WrestleMania coming up. We got a solid Royal Rumble. Worlds Collide is looking pretty awesome as well. I think right now, I'm like a little kid right now.
I hear Siri, man. Like, Worlds Collide was one of those things where when TakeOver was moved at first, I was like, oh, man, Worlds Collide. But it's tying up to be a dope show. At the end of the show tonight, we'll probably do a preview of what's going on with that. But starting off tonight, Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic, the Undisputed Era. Baby, the wrong night to wear this shirt, it seems, against the Crystal Young Veterans. Thoughts about the match, because the GYV went over.
I think this match was a very good just testament as to how good both teams are. Really. I mean, we really saw it in this match. I mean, just this maneuvers, the pace of the match, the story they told is a back and forth match. I mean, and just also just showcasing too the grizzly young veterans. just them as well. I mean, props to them. I mean, that was an awesome performance as well. Obviously getting the win. I'm not surprised that UE got the loss.
You're not surprised?
Because I think the titles are going to change pretty soon. I don't know if it's going to be against, you know, grizzled young veterans,
right,
or if it's going to be against Riddle and
Dunn.
That's
a prediction, huh?
But I really feel, I mean, especially after seeing what happened tonight with Strong, I think it's time to just start stripping away those belts now.
Draped in gold, a prophecy.
Yeah, it's time,
man. You're off the bus. You're like, I'm done.
I was never on the bus. I was never on the bus. Nope, no sir.
Really?
No sir. No, I was not.
No sir. So formal.
But I'm just saying. So I think it's that time. And once I heard, you know, it's a non-title match, I'm like, okay, so anything is possible at this point.
Sure.
But like I said, it was a great match. It could have honestly went either way. But it's nice to see that there's hope for something different now.
Let's talk about the Grizzly Young Veterans. I mean, this is a team, as we see here on the screen, that shows you how stacked the tag team rosters are in NXT UK, because they're kind of also ran with the whole Gallus versus Imperium storyline, and even Flash Morgan Webster and Mark Andrews. It's easy to forget about them, but they've proven in this tournament alone that they're the ones that be talking about going through the time splitters, Kushida and Alex Shelley going through Undisputed Era. I mean, the sky's the limit. Is it too early to say they have a chance of taking in the whole thing, or are we thinking more bros?
You know what? I don't think it's too early, but they've been just showcasing every time they're out there, just killing it. So I think that's awesome. I think it's more a matter of, okay, which brand are we going to really kind of put up next? You know what I mean? So I mean, they are giving that push to the UK brand. Matt and, you know, Riddle and Pete Dunne, they're just obviously they're already up there, stars. You know what I mean? So it's like, is it going to make sense for this division to have them carry, you know, that kudos, that credit? And does that mean that we now shift them for like maybe a tag title? You know,
right,
what's going to happen next? So are we going to do that with UK brand? And would that make sense if we do that with UK? So to me, I think it's going to go Riddle and Dunn.
Sure.
But it wouldn't surprise me if we did have UK in
there. All right. David Christopher, you're the new head of talent relations. Grizzle Young Veterans are endearing themselves to the Full Sail crowd or the NXT Arena crowd. Do you keep them in UK, or do you bring them alone to NXT Prime?
I mean, they're killing it out here, man. And the fans seem to react well to them. I think the matches are great. And then it's also awesome for UK, you know, bringing more eyes. So I think I say let's keep doing that shift and maybe make it a cool feud between them, Riddle, and then, you know, obviously UE. Let's see where that goes. And let's keep this going for a little while because that's just going to create more buzz and build it up. So
yeah, yeah. I'm all about it. I'm on board. We'll talk about it later, but it doesn't seem that James Rick talks a lot, which is kind of interesting to note. But that team is pretty cool. And then in the UK, when Zach Gibson gets the mic, they always throw their shoes up. It's kind of dope.
Yeah.
His final thoughts about the match, though. I like the fact that Imperium got involved because that Worlds Collide match is a Saturday. I mean, that's the main event right there. The Undisputed Era against Imperium. I know we're jumping ahead to predictions, but let's talk about that match on Saturday. I mean, I don't know how they're going to do it. It's going to be a fight to end all fights. Who do you have taking that one?
You know what? I think I'd like to see Imperium take that, to be honest.
Okay.
I think that's going to be good for the brand, and I think it just makes sense. They're this dominant force coming over. You know what I mean? I think that could be really cool. And then, I mean, just even ending that match, that was great. Building up what we're going into. So that makes sense. And I like it. I really do like it. And as I say, you know, we're going into stripping away, you know, at the Undisputed Era and all these titles draping gold. So I say, you know, let's get Imperium over and let's just continue that.
Okay, I got to stop. Are you like not a fan of the Undisputed Era or not a fan of them being draped in gold? Because I feel like you'd be
a little bit of both. A little bit of both, to be honest. Yeah, I said it, man. I said it. A little bit.
Because everyone turns heel eventually on the show.
But here's the thing. It's not that like a lack of talent or skills or any of that. Like they're very good. Hands down, they're very good. I just, you know, to me, they're just, I want to see something new now.
Okay.
You
know? That's obviously fair. That's only fair.
I feel like there's a whole lot of hype there. They've had a great run, but there's so much more talent, and it's time for something new.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. I like them, but I do think that the draped in gold thing, like I always said in the show, kind of puts the creative team in a bind to really make compelling storylines and have them together. Now, I'm not an insider, never claimed I know what creative has to go through, but as someone who's written creative stuff before, I can imagine racking my brain being like, okay, how do I make this work, you know?
Do something different than we did last time.
That we did last time. They're a gang, but they're like a gang that's cool, but not too cool because, you know, it's one of those things.
They're great bad guys, absolutely.
But are they, though?
I think they are. They're definitely the bad guys, you know what I mean? But, you're right. There's also that cool element to them.
Yeah, because as bad as they are, when you're in the ring with Imperium, I'm like, no, Imperium's really bad guys.
True. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know? It's very true. Good point.
Chops. I guess the chop it is. Moving on, Rye Guy. Can you do us a little favor and tell the world how you listen
to this
AfterBuzz
show? You know
show?
What you want
to
do this time is like, comment, subscribe. You know what? I'm done with this today.
What? Hey.
And Flobo's coming with me. Let's go. Let's get out of here. Let's get out of here. Let's just go all the way to your studio in two and tell the people to like.
You know, I'm just a Flash, baby, you know?
So there's two of you.
We're in two places at once.
Two places at once.
Like, comment, and subscribe, y'all. We threw David Christopher off there.
Mind is blown right now, guys.
You see, you can't see us, and our time is now. Or you can just see too many of us. But make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Please, we will shout out any iTunes review you put online. And, thanks for watching the NXT After Show.
Appreciate that. David Christopher.
So are we talking in the future or the past right now?
You know, time's a flat circle. Where's Kushida when you need him? Dave, do us a favor. Tell us about the 1,000 views, Rive.
Yeah, so, all right, guys. We've been rallying, trying to get this 1,000 views. It means a lot to us. We haven't hit it yet. So if you can please, please just share the show. Like I said, tell your friends, tell your family. Watch it a million times if you can. Refresh on YouTube. But just definitely try and get the word out because we really are trying to hit that 1,000 views. And it would mean a lot to us if we could. And we obviously can't do it without you. We love doing the show. Yeah. Me and Flobo coming here and talking wrestling.
Talking wrestling.
So please, if you can help us out, give us a 1,000 views. And as Rye Guy said before, if you give us 100 new likes on a video, he's gonna do that ice bucket challenge again. I'd like to see that.
Yes, what's up? Shout out to I can't say anything. Actually, here Fart Powder 42, who says, "I love NXT and it's my favorite WWE brand." So thank you so much for your 5-star review.
You get like an air five just for that name, dude.
I know. <right?
laughs> That's awesome.
Moving on, Tony Storm has a match this Saturday against Rhea Ripley. Has a warm up match against Io Shirai, which Mauro calls the Joshi Judas. Loved it. Wasn't the winner in this match, but thoughts about the having them work together?
Tony and Io, I thought it was great, man. You know, really, It's a little bit, obviously it's contrast in styles, but they're both very aggressive, very competitive. It's one of those things where you watch those two and you're going to get a show, which we did.
Yeah.
You know, I'm Tony Storm, of course, you know.
Tony time. It's Tony time.
Absolutely. Yeah. But no, I thought the match was great. I really did. And I like that dynamic they put together.
So it seems to me that Io is kind of like float. As good as she is and as hot as she is as far as like her momentum, it seems to slow down a bit. She seems to be on the peripheral of the main women's storylines. Where does she go from here? Did we give her a new program in the quote-unquote mid-card? Do we have her slotted behind Rhea Ripley? Like, if you were the matchmaker guy pulling the strings in the back, what would you do with Io Shirai right now?
That's so tough because she's got that potential. She does. I mean, you can definitely see her as a champion. It's hard to say because she is that good, but it's like we also have, like, you know, someone's over here and here, and it's like, I don't think she's at that point yet to move her up just yet.
Okay.
But we definitely want to keep her around.
Yeah.
So I think, yeah, obviously keep her in, you know, compelling storyline, I guess, mid card, but not like we're just kind of buried down. You know what I mean? Let's keep her interesting if we can, you know, if we can. But yeah, I think we definitely got to do something with her eventually.
Yeah, there's only a matter of time. I mean, that kind of talent, you just got to like use it or lose it for sure. Bianca Belair gets involved in the match, and I'm so glad she did because it kind of reminded me, like, oh yeah, she is number one contender after that women's battle royal. I mean, I'm looking forward to that eventual match, Rhea Ripley, Bianca Belair, because we talked about it before. It's going to be a strength like contest. Now,
yes.
Is 2020 the year of Belair?
You know, that's hard, man, because I mean, we were saying Rhea Ripley, which we've already seen. Is she going to retain or is it going to be Blair? I don't know. I mean, again, that's a tough one because same thing. Bianca has the same talent. She has the same potential, charisma. She can do it as well.
Yeah.
So that's hard to say. I say we give it to Ripley a little while, let that ride out a little bit.
Okay.
Keep that feud too. And then eventually, yes, let's give Bianca. I mean, maybe Io and Bianca would be pretty cool.
Oh yeah, they'll turn her house down.
Exactly,
because I think everyone loves Io's theme music and her vibe, and Bianca's strengths is literally her strength. But moving on, Finn Balor. We're talking about the guy, your guy. One of your, actually, he's my guy too. I can't lie. I guess they're not calling him, but Prince Balor. Imagery in the behind has a match against Joaquin Wilde, which. Before we even get into that, let's talk about the match in general first. Delve deeper into it. Finn Balor, Johnny Gargano's on the horizon. This is a warm-up match. The result was what I expected, but the way that it was so dang forceful. Like, Balor looked like he was upset. Just mad.
Yeah, he didn't look too happy going out there. It almost seemed like he was like, I gotta go do this. All right, let's get this over with. You know what I mean? Like, it kind of seemed like
get
that.
To work.
And it was quick work, too. It was. Yeah. He kind of just dominated. I don't have a whole lot to say about this necessarily because it was fairly quick. And it was just, like you said, it was a warm-up.
First of all, I hate the fact that I have to watch Finn Balor's abs while I'm eating cookies. I feel a certain kind of way.
He's just sitting there going, so shredded, dude. Yeah, it's like, what does he do, man?
What is going on? So, interesting choice of Joaquin Wilde. He was featured at NXT a couple weeks ago. He was also in the breakout tournament. Right. So, his win-loss record recently leaves a lot to be desired. But it was interesting that he got the choice here because, again, it was of his background, of his experience. Obviously, there is room for him to grow and be featured more prominently at NXT. Is there a spot for Joaquin Wilde? And if so, where would it be?
I mean, of course there's a spot because, I mean, he's there. So, of course. But I don't think he's necessarily going to be a focus anytime soon.
Okay.
I don't think so.
I think that's a fair estimation. I think there's something to be said about, and I said it before, about the embarrassment of riches. There's this talent stacked for days. Right. You really can't feature anyone. But to me, it was interesting that he got the call again to be sign to be in the match today.
I mean, it's great. It's cool because, again, if anybody, you can go with Balor and you know, just have that kind of match, he's great for it. So, and it keeps him, you know, involved. And I mean, with a talent like Balor, I mean, that's a win, right? So,
but here was a cool story beat because if you look when Balor came back, it was, you know, when I was in NXT, it was about this and real men and women,
right?
And you got soft. And so you saw Balor, because he was in a match against a person who lost his last two matches, being visibly upset, having to be like, for real? Like, I should be going for titles. Right. You know who I am? Finger guns, right. You know? Okay. And that coup de grace, my goodness,
was gnarly.
The height on that. Wow. My cookies were delicious.
Even just a kick. Did you see how far he flew across? Like, it was like, bro, like,
yeah.
Is he still alive? Like,
if you were buying Finn Balor merch before, I'm going to buy it now. That's what's up. And also, to put a button on it, Beth Phoenix saying, calculated offense is just a very underestimated way of saying of how he just knocked his block
off. Right. That's a nice way of saying that.
Moving on, Shayna Baszler, the former NXT Women's Champion, Shayna two-time, has a match against Shotzi Blackheart. So last week in that Battle Royal, Shotzi Blackheart actually eliminated Baszler. Cool little story there. Shayna got a retribution. Thoughts about the match?
I'm a little, I don't want to know if confused is the right word, but I'm just not sure what to make of this whole thing, because it's like, are we pushing Blackheart now? Is she getting a run, or was this just almost kind of like a quick thing we're going to see with Shayna, just kind of, you know, getting her warm up as well or something?
Yeah.
I mean, I was kind of confused about that. You know, obviously it was a fairly decent match. It wasn't too bad. But I was just kind of confused on where we're going with this whole situation. Is this going to be an actual ongoing storyline now, or is it just kind of like she popping in and out? Like,
true.
I wasn't sure what to make of it, to be honest. But I mean, she put up a good match again at the end, coming back. He almost thought she had a shot.
Right.
Of course, you know, Baszler just tapping her out, you know, but she put up a good fight. I enjoyed the match.
Before I give into my analysis, I want to say a shout out to Joseph Boza, who says that it was Finn Balor's warm-up match for his match against Ilya Dragunov this week. So, yeah, it's definitely the Worlds Collide thing. You know, it's interesting about Shotzi Blackheart, because here is someone that was featured very sparingly before. She was in the matches before, but this is like a quick little program. You know, it makes sense. Hey, look, you limited me. I'm the former women's champion. There's no reason why I should be in this, but I have to go through everyone I will. So that to me, it sold... For me, Shayna's aggression. But then you have Shotzi Blackheart. We don't really know what who she is or what her character is in the WWE sphere. But the fact that someone who's unpredictable, who's fast, who tried to fight out of the clutch, kept the clutch, and she didn't get it. So it was like, okay, there were very good character moments on both ends.
Yeah.
And it seemed that even Mauro and Nigel were a bit impressed about the effort there today.
Yeah, no, I was absolutely impressed. Like I said, I mean, they told a very good story in there, especially, like I said, being in a position of not knowing what to really make of this situation, or even just of Shotzi Blackheart. Or to see that just grit and that fight back, and to show like, oh, okay, maybe this could be someone to pay attention to, type of thing. You know,
I was kind of interested that there was Justin and Duke, Marina Shaver weren't there. Like, they only hang out with champions now.
They haven't been there what past couple of weeks.
Right? No, they haven't. I don't know what's the deal with this with that. Hopefully, they come back, because it'd be kind of weird if kind of like they just stop hanging out with you now.
Oh, you don't have to go out anymore.
Yeah, the one kid who has like the cool toy when it's broken, you're like, oh, forget it. You know? Yeah. I'm out. Well, I also like the fact, too, with Shayna, before we move on, that there was back to an emphasis, back to the grassroots of Shayna's emphasis on limit manipulation and going for her submissions, because she is, in fact, a submission magician. Right. Now, there is talk and rumors are swirling about calling Shayna up to the other brands.
Because
you don't want to get called up anymore. It's right. Even keeled. But assuming Shayna stays in NXT, where would she go?
See, that's the thing. She's going to have to be... I don't think she's... We don't need to put her in a title space again. That doesn't make sense. We've got too many new talent gunning for it that makes better sense. Like Bianca or like Io. Or, you know, I mean, Ripley's got the title. So it's... You know, that's a tough one. It's like, do we put the talent of Baszler below that and just kind of keep it there to keep it interesting? Which, I mean, you can. But it's like, does she deserve more? You know?
That could be argued. But at the same time, there's a lot of she's in this match, really made Shotzi look like a credible threat. So if you have someone that has that juice, that influence, you can always, you know, break new talent that way. Joseph Boza in the chat says, I am done with Shayna in NXT. She is starting to get overexposed, in my opinion.
You know, I would have to kind of agree, but I think it's time. Let's move her out. I almost feel like, downplaying Shayna at all, but I feel like it's almost a damaged good type of situation where it's like, let's move her over here now. And I think a lot of people are wanting that. I think especially with Becky Lynch, but then I mean, that could be really cool, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure.
Like maybe Mania or something.
That's my normal pick to win.
Right.
I feel like she's going to be moved over to Raw or SmackDown, more likely Raw, but again, it's just being like, you know, devil's advocate if she was.
Yeah, I think it's time. Let's move her over. If she does stay, then let's get her someone that's we got to give her a good storyline, a good feud. You know?
What say you in the chat? What say you? Let me know about the Shayna Baszler experience. What's next for her? Because the submission magician is definitely, I mean, it's unique in so many ways. Her moveset's different. She's a multiple time winner. Her look is different. I do really think there's a lot of potential for her on Raw.
Well, then too, how she was kind of toying with Shotzi Blackheart in the beginning, and she's kind of like tapped her head and was like, you know, just kind of messing with her. You know?
Yeah.
It's like, She's a beast, man.
There's a lot of things about character work, and I know I'm like an old man here about wrestling, right? Because there's matches, and there's athleticism, and there's diets, and there's abs if you're Finn Balor. But there's a thing about character work that, right. that I feel like doesn't get appreciated enough. And that's what really drew me to wrestling when I was a kid. It wasn't so much the fact that Tatanka did a Samoan drop. It was the fact that this is this guy who, you know, had something else to do and stopped in to wrestle a match. Or Duke Drozzi. Yeah. Here's a guy who picked up trash during the week and was like, you know what? I'll wrestle on Saturdays. It was really good. Here you have this person who is an MMA person trained formally, being able to be like, you know what? You're not even worth my time. And the small, like the disrespectful things to me just maintained it that much more of a well-rounded competitor. It was amazing.
Yeah,
it's amazing. And Chauncey too, man. Props to her. I love a little helmet with the horn.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. That was a great, it was a great showcase, but both.
But
absolutely.
Speaking of, it's now time for Flopito's booth thing. Flopito's booth thing of the week. I should get a sponsor for this.
Should, man.
It's been a while. Flopito's booth thing of the week is basically where we take one female or male person on the roster and say why they are amazing today. We just had the match right now. Shotzi Blackheart. Here's someone who was recently signed to NXT in the WWE fold, but she's made a bit of a quick impact, unique look, and I love her match today with Shayna Baszler. There really was a quote-unquote story. I hate saying that inside term, but that's what it was. It really told a story about here's someone with plucky fight, had fought the bully head-on, didn't say die, and even tried really hard to get out of that finishing maneuver. If you guys checked her out on Instagram, you guys should. She is an adventurer and a half and a fan of Disneyland, so props to that. And that's why Shotzi Blackheart is this week's booth thing of the week.
It's because she likes Disneyland.
That does help. You know, I'm over Six Flags guy, but, you know. Speaking of...
What about Knott's?
I forget about Knott's. Scary Farm is dope, though. I can't. Shout out to Scary Farm and Snoopy. Just real quick before we go to the next match. Angel Garza got a little bit of time. He has a match this Saturday at Worlds Collide. So it's going to be him, Leo Rush, and Ligero, and one other in that four-way cruiserweight dance. Is it just me, or does the NXT Cruiserweight Championship look so much better on Angel Garza's shoulder? It looks like he's been having it for years.
It definitely does look right. You're right, Flopito. I think that he's a great champion for that right now.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. I mean, if you had a chance of thinking he's going to win this match, or do you think he's going to?
Oh, he's going to win. He's not going to get rid of the title yet.
Okay.
We just started. I think, like I said, I think he's a great champion. There's still so much more that we can see and more that he can do with it. I think it could be a very good run. Yeah, I think he's going to prevail.
Shout out to the chat, Emily May. Like, Emily May is actually the chat.
Emily!
It says, Knott's Merry Farm is the best. Well, if you have to rank them, they're pretty up there.
Called you out on that.
She did, right? Sorry, the match is Angel Garza versus Swerve Scott versus Jordan Devlin and Travis Banks, not Ligero.
Swerve, I mean, his time's coming, man. His time is coming, though. But I don't think it's going to, we're going to do this here. I think maybe it's going to be a Swerve Garza feud, you know?
And then, right.
Yeah.
I'll be here for that. Because Swerve kind of comes and goes like the wind, you know? He's kind of like, yeah, I'm here for a match.
Yeah, true.
See you in 3 weeks. You know? Wow, he's smooth. Like, it's totally this thing. And the guy comes to the party late and leaves early. A shout out to Swerve Scott and Swerve City, his podcast. Moving on, we had some more Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic action. The Broserweights versus Imperium. A lot of things to pull from this match. David, Christopher, walk me through this. The Broserweights get the win pretty handedly. Thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, so jumping ahead to that, it was interesting because I thought for sure you're going to have UE come out, especially after what happened in the beginning with their match.
Right.
You know, get that retaliation, and to have the Broserweights kind of just get that clean win was, that was surprising to me.
Yeah.
You know, I was kind of like, I mean, I was rooting for obviously Riddle and Dunn, and you know, I felt that they were going to take it. But at the same time, I didn't think it was going to go down that way. There was going to be some kind of interruption or distraction or even something, like some kind of retaliation, but there wasn't. So that, to me, was interesting. Like, that was an interesting way to kind of carry that over. But the match, again, also was awesome. It was fun to watch. Like I said, I enjoy watching, you know, Imperium's a great team, and then I also enjoy watching Riddle and Dunn at the same time. So,
first of all, shout out to Bro Pigtails. I don't know what
it was. Yeah, new hairstyle. New hairstyle, man.
Bro, and one of them got knocked loose.
Are you digging it or what?
I do not dig that. There's no way. I can't, man. Like, you don't be wearing shoes, bro. But I don't say that if he's in the room because he'll totally put me in a headlock or something. Yeah, again, the match is a non-issue. It was amazing. I mean, you have Imperium, one of the hottest teams right now. The Broserweights, it's interesting because Mara didn't mention this, that they were the manufactured team, but historically, manufactured teams do go pretty far in the tournament, which is pretty cool. I know, maybe not recently, but I know in the past on this show, we have lamented, we have bemoaned the fact that Pete Dunne was seen as less of an attraction once coming over to NXT Prime. I did not see that today for two reasons. One, the match was amazing. And Pete Dunne, changing up his attire color scheme was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I love the fact they paid off long-term fans with that stare down between him and Walter. Because
yes.
Pete Dunne held that belt for 685 days. I mean, it's the most, in my opinion, the most beautiful belt in the company. So I love the fact they kind of paid it off and was like, no. My time's coming back. This is just a side quest, right? Pete Dunne is a bruiserweight. Thoughts?
I think this is perfect. This is what we need for Pete Dunne for right now. Because, like I said, there's so much other stuff going on to keep Pete Dunne in that light and to keep him in these solid matches and to keep him fresh. This is a good spot and position, especially with the likes of, you know, Imperium, guys like that. It's like, that's where we need to keep him. Cause I felt like, you know, as we mentioned in the past, he's starting to kind of get pushed down that ladder again. We're kind of forgetting about like, what's going on with this guy?
Yeah, so for sure.
I think now, I mean, this is a smart move, especially with Riddle, to keep both of them just kind of on the top and just showcasing what they're doing. And at the same time, putting them in with other contenders, like, you know, Imperium with the UK brand and crossing over. It's genius.
I still play 2K19. Pete Dunne is like my second or third most frequently used character behind Oney Lorcan and my own personal character, Flopito Reyes. The chat says, Cecilia Lauer says, hell of a match, which I also agree, but that goes without saying on this brand. And it's kind of like, I don't want to take it for granted because wrestling is so great right now, but I can't think of an NXT, and I've been on this show for almost a year, even as a fan for 4 years, it was like, man, that's lame. I mean, these matches are just a whole nother level. And what I like about it, too, is that there are those character moments. Like, I have new reasons why I like Matt Riddle, besides his pigtails. I like the fact that he took it to this team that's seen as a unified front, a unified gang. I mean, you can't knock that.
Well, yeah, that's what makes it great, because you have almost like this laid-back, cool, like, you know, almost like a hippie rebel.
Bruh.
And then you have this, like, really, like, you know, collared, you know, elite uniform team.
Yeah,
you know, so you have those two contrasting styles telling that story, and then both bring on each side, you know, with the crazy, you know, Riddle's background with MMA, you know, then you have just that wrestling technician, you have just a mix of everything, man, and they both killed it on their side. So
it makes you wonder what, like, Pete Dunne and Matt Riddle bond over, like Risk the game, right? Or like Orange Juice. I have no idea. Yeah, right. Okay. Right. After the match, the Grizzly Young Veterans come out and they're like, yo, man, you have a chance, bro. You think you're the best person in Britain, but we are. I'm going to prove it to you. Thoughts about that exchange and thoughts about the match next week?
I like it because it was a good showing of obviously the character traits, the two sides, the different personalities of like what we're getting into with these guys. Just have something to prove, and we're angry, and we're gonna kick your butt, you know. And you know, so I like that. And then at the same time, the way, you know, Riddle responded with, like, dude, yo, wait, what? I wasn't even listening.
Yeah.
Like,
manipulating like joints, man. Yeah, like, you know, ours has Matarana references at NXT TV.
Yeah, so like, I mean, that's classic, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's classic. So I really do enjoy that. And both teams are solid. So, I mean, I'm actually really stoked on this match.
Emily May says, Riddle and Dunne are really fantastic to watch together.
Absolutely.
Can't deny that.
Yeah.
But so
is the Grizzled Young Veterans as well, man. They're solid.
The only problem I have with that group, the GYV, is that James Rick doesn't talk as much. It's starting to really annoy me. It's like, really? Can he say something? Like, okay. But other than that, that's a very, very, very small group.
Just talking in the ring flow.
Oh, my gosh. The Lance Storm gambit. Jack Palmer would love that. If I could be serious for a moment. This final thoughts about that. The Dusty Classic finals are next week, which is really surprising to me. I thought it would be at TakeOver. Do you think the match is early, on time, late, and do the winners have a title shot if they win? Like,
I'd absolutely give the winners a title shot, for sure. I mean, I think that's kind of the icing on the cake, you know?
Yeah.
So you get a really cool trophy and bragging rights, but let's go for the title. And like I said, if we have Riddle and Dunne win, I see them, you know, taking that title.
Oh, fair enough. But it's now time for Punk Rocked Pin of the Night.
Yes! Here we go. All right, so tonight, I mean, it's kind of probably, you know, obvious for most of you. It was the main event. It's Keith Lee. You know, we saw this coming. We predicted that, you know, 2020, we said it. It's going to be the year of Keith Lee.
Ooh, ooh.
But I picked this match specifically because I like the shift now, you know, just taking away the gold from UE and that whole team. It's time to move forward, time to move on. So I like the fact that, one, it was Keith Lee to do it first. Two, now we're seeing something different. And he deserves it. Three. So The match itself obviously was awesome. It was entertaining, especially seeing that big old bump outside the ring.
Bounce.
You had the whole Undisputed Era trying to help out, you know, make sure you retain the title. You told the story of the bad guy's interruption. Keith Lee prevailing, of course, you know, the strength, the power. It was fun to watch. You know, again, no discredit from Strong. He put on a great match as well. Always freaking, you know, great showman. So I mean, for me, it was an awesome match, but I'm happy to see the title change, and I'm happy to see what happens now going forward for Keith Lee. What does this mean?
Yeah, what does it mean? I think he smolders better than a rock in Jumanji. It's like he just comes in, you're like, okay, man, whatever.
I felt like I almost saw some abs kind of creeping out a little bit. Like,
he's so,
like, the,
charismatic, yeah, like, he can manifest abs. Right. Teach me, because I, like, these Finn Balor matches are getting kind of insecure. So let's talk about it. Main event, North American title on the line. Keith Lee, Roderick Strong, Undisputed Era, the Limitless One. The crowd was into it. They're all basking in his glory. Undisputed Era is looking over their shoulder for Imperium. A lot of story happening at once. Thoughts about the match beyond the pin, because you just talked about that.
No, as I was just saying, I thought the match told the perfect story of, you know, we have the bad guys, we have, you know, the underdog in a sense, who we're all rooting for now. Finally, you know, we kind of just changing the guard. You know, the match is, again, a very uphill battle for Keith Lee, but, you know, he's like the Hulk, pulls it off. You know what I mean? And it was fun. He's always entertaining to watch. Yeah. And then Strong just being a great, you know, he can work with anybody. So.
True. There's a lot of ink spilled about the man Keith Lee, right? I think during the summer into the fall, we were saying, oh, man, I don't know, he's kind of getting lost in the shuffle. Then the fall into winter comes, and he's like, oh, my gosh, Keith Lee's the next big thing. There's many ways you can showcase this talent. You could put him winning the Rumble or in the Rumble or the North American title or not winning the North American title, challenging Brock Lesnar. They went tonight with having a match with Roderick Strong, which he came victorious. Yeah. Is this the right move for Keith Lee? And if it is, what's next for the Limitless One?
Absolutely. I think it's the right move. It's time now. We've been building him for a while. We put him in these superstar matches. I mean, once we saw what happened with, you know, TakeOver and then going into Survivor Series, you know, it's like Keith Lee, he's getting put up there. It's time, and he can deliver. He's the one who everybody's on board with. So yeah, who are we gonna have him feud with now? That's the thing.
Right.
Who's gonna come after him? Are we gonna keep this UE thing going on, or bring someone new?
It is interesting to me, the North American title. Again, it's a very young title, so you really can't judge, but it seems to be in this gray area between being like the Intercontinental title, like the person who really we want to aspire to be, the person that's like the head down to the nose of the grindstone title. But there's also this whole thing where it's like, well, there are other people on the roster that would be great for that opportunity, like Cameron Grimes or Kushida. That could be a separate division. So the NA title, as it is right now, it's kind of floating in between those things. They have to make a choice with Keith Lee. Is he going to be a fighting champion, or is he going to be like the next
big? I think absolutely he's going to be a fighting champion. And I think that's what makes this so good going with Lee, because his charisma that he brings, a different style in general. You know what I mean? It's a fresh new vibe. And I think that's what we need for that title. And I don't want to say he's going to bring credibility to it, because no discredit to Strong either, but it's just a whole different vibe now. And I think it's going to make it more exciting and interesting. And now it's going to give more opportunity.
What makes, to me, what singly makes Keith Lee an asset is that you can't describe him to anyone. Is he a powerhouse? Is he a high flyer? Is he a speed? I mean, is he a talker?
He's a hybrid, man. That's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
And those are the things you're like, you can only find on NXT, or you can only find on Raw, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not saying that anyone's generic. I'm just saying that sometimes you can be like, oh, he's a this type, he's a that type.
Yeah,
there was no Keith Lee type.
For the man his size, he shouldn't be able to move the way that he does.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he does things just like a cruiserweight. You know, it's like, well, how does this guy pull that off?
True.
You know what I mean? It's crazy. So, yeah, absolutely. He's definitely in... He's a unique character, and I think he can also help push some other people.
Just for comparison, when I squat down, I hear my knees pop. So, Keith Lee, for being way more athletic than this guy. That huge brawl, center of the ring, and ends the night. Undisputed Era, Imperium. Talk about the match this Saturday. You have your picks already in there. But the thoughts about the implications, right? Imperium, did they go back to Europe after this match? Or did we have this like ongoing story between the Undisputed Era and Imperium?
I think they go back to UK after this. I think, I mean, this is great for what we're doing right now, but I think going forward after that, it's time to do something different. Like I said, if we drop the titles with the tag champs, then that kind of just leaves Adam Cole. No, we can do something different with him. We can do something different with, I mean, I don't know if it's going to be just a dismemberment of the group, but I think it's kind of leaning towards that way.
Undisputed Era.
Yeah. It's
they tease it in the spring, but they're unified and never. I just feel bad for Roderick Strong a little bit, man. Here's a guy, last one to get his title, first one to lose his title. It's like, I'd be feeling that in a way if I was that guy.
You know, so much respect to that guy, though. He is so good in the ring, man. He is a workhorse. He can work with anybody. And, you know, it's, yeah, I feel you a little bit. But maybe he'll still have something going on with Keith Lee. You know, who knows?
Sure. As Mauro says, Keith Lee is the moment maker. So props about
absolutely.
That. All right. So we made it all the way to NXT this Saturday and Sunday. Worlds Collide and the Rumble. I'll just go through the matchups for that. So Imperium versus the Undisputed Era, we talked about that at length. Rhea Ripley takes on Toni Storm. Finn Balor takes on Ilya Dragunov. Angel Garza in that four-way match against Swerve Scott, Jordan Devlin, and Travis Banks. DYI comes back for old time's sake against Mustache Mountain. This may steal the show if it doesn't steal the weekend.
I think it's going to.
And then the pre-show, which was announced today, Mia Yim will take on Kaylee Ray, which is the current NXT Women's Champion. Let's talk about that DYI reunion. You know, we had Johnny Gargano. You know, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. You have Ciampa on his mission to become the next NXT heavyweight champion, but they're coming by. They're combining their powers like Voltron. One time only. Thoughts about that potential match. Tyler Bate on the other side and Trent Seven are amazing on their own. This may be explosive.
It's going to be an amazing match. It's going to be so much fun to watch. I'm hyped for it, man. And then just the reunion DIY. Let's see what happens. You know, and again, I'm always a Ciampa. So for the most part, anything he's doing, I'm probably going to be interested in. So the match already has me sold.
Yeah, for sure. I'm on board with that. I will say this. Tyler Bate, to me, is one of my favorites. I think this week on Twitter, they had a challenge of your favorite wrestler, each brand. And I was like torn between Bate and Devlin. And when at TakeOver Blackpool 2, I was like, I hate it when my friends fight. Can't you guys work it out, you know? Like, flip a coin?
Like you know them, like, yeah. Everybody's like...
Tyler Bate is so young and so good at what he does, and he rocks a mustache so great. I just want to... I want to buy his shirt and pants. I want to buy everything. That match could be amazing. But let's talk about the Finn Balor match. So Ilya Dragunov is currently feuding with Imperium's Alexander Wolf. Finn Balor, to me, may be the favorite going in there, but there's something to be said about Ilya. His kind of energy, his spirit, his fighting prowess, and all that too.
Dragunov is—it's almost like watching a mirror of Finn. To be honest, dude, they're very similar.
Fair, absolutely
very
fair.
Similar. Mm-hmm. So when I watch them, I'm like, wow, like this is going to be an explosive match already. It's going to definitely be high flying, fast paced. It's going to be gritty. You know, it's going to be fun, man. A lot of fun to watch. So I'm on board. I, you know, obviously I'm backing Finn.
Yeah,
you know?
I am too. Actually,
but I'm really excited actually to watch this match though, because they're so much alike.
Yeah, you know? I'm on board too. It's funny how quickly Ilya kind of endears himself to me. He was like, oh, he's he's amazing. He's fun. He has a fighting spirit, which is a hard thing to teach, but he definitely has it. Yeah. Royal Rumble. Rumors have been swirling for weeks about NXT's involvement. I think they'll be involved. I don't see why they wouldn't.
They should.
Let's talk about the level of involvement, though. We're talking a couple surprises. We're talking like some stare down, some winnings. Like, what do you have NXT being in the main brand? The main Rumble match or the main event?
I think absolutely they should. One, I mean, that whole Survivor Series thing was so much fun. I think two, and it just elevated them to a whole nother level. And then, you know, if you want to do any kind of jumping ship here, this is a perfect way to do it, you know, with whatever talent obviously we're going with. But I think, let's do it.
Do you have any picks for the Rumble winners at all?
I don't know who I'm going to pick yet. You know, it's hard. It's hard to say just yet, but obviously, you know, backing KO or Rusev or Orton, you know, like Ricochet, awesome. Any of those guys, you know.
Rusev going to Mania would be a dark horse choice. That's who you want, but it's like,
That's who, you know, I would be going for, but I'm not sure yet, to be honest.
My picks officially are Kevin Owens and Shayna Baszler. Those are my picks. I do think that Shayna does appear at the Rumble because I think that makes... I mean, I would pay that.
For the women, absolutely. I say Baszler. Let's go Baszler. For sure. That'd be a huge upset. That'd be really cool to watch.
Yeah.
Like, let's do it.
Cool, man. Yeah. Well, it's about time we get out of here. David Christopher, where can the world find you online?
You can find me on Instagram at David_Christopher_official, at Twitter at @IMDavidC_, or Fit TV Network, check it out. Or every week on Wednesdays here with Flobo.
You just do everything, man. Fit TV's official. This is NXT After Show. The AEW Dynamite After Show airs right after this in this network. I'm actually going to go over there now in a bit. I have to do a wardrobe change. I'm Flobo Boyce. You can follow me on Twitter at Flobo Boyce, on Instagram at Flobito, and Flobito.com. My brand new series called What's Up Flobo is available on YouTube. Check that out. But until next time, buzz you later.
Good night, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.